This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. Satellite images indicate North Korea has begun dismantling key facilities at a site used to develop engines for ballistic missiles. VOA's Pernell Murdoch reports it is a first step towards fulfilling a pledge made to U.S. President Donald Trump.
The Washington-based group 38 North said Monday that images showed dismantling operations at the Sohae satellite launching station. The work was being done on a building used to assemble space launch vehicles and a nearby rocket engine test stand used to develop liquid fuel engines for ballistic missiles and space launch vehicles. President Trump said after his unprecedented June 12th summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in Singapore, Kim had promised that a major missile engine testing site would be destroyed very soon. Pernell Murdoch, VOA News.
After U.S. President Donald Trump warned Iranian President Hassan Rouhani to never threaten the United States, Iran appeared to dismiss the threat, accusing Trump of psychological warfare. VOA's Cindy Sain has more.
Asked if the U.S. runs the risk of inciting war with Iran, White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders had this response.
Look, the president's responding to Iran, and he's not going to allow them to continue to make threats against America.
Sanders and other Trump administration officials say the goal of U.S. policy is not regime change, but to keep Iran from getting nuclear weapons, no matter who is in charge in Tehran. Cindy Sain, VOA News, Washington.
The Israeli military said it shot down a Syrian warplane Tuesday after it entered Israeli airspace. A statement issued by the Israeli Defense Forces said it fired two Patriot interceptor missiles at the fighter jet after it crossed into Israeli territory. This is VOA News. A wildfire raging east of Athens has killed dozens of people and injured more than 100, including 16 children. Reuters' Grace Lee has more.
Engulfing homes and spreading uncontrollably, Greece is seeing its worst wildfire in more than a decade. On Monday, officials said it's killed at least 24 people so far near Athens, many of them burning to death as they tried to escape the flames overnight. The Red Cross later said they discovered another 26 bodies on Tuesday. More than 100 others have been injured, including over a dozen children. The small community of Mati was the worst hit, a popular tourist destination east of the capital.
That was Reuters' Grace Lee. Many migrant children who were separated from their families at the U.S.-Mexico border still aren't back with their families. AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
The federal government needs to reunite more than 1,300 migrant children ages 5 and older with their relatives over the next 3 days. A federal judge set a Thursday deadline for the reunification of older children separated from their families at the U.S.-Mexico border. And so far, the Trump administration says 1,187 reunifications or other appropriate discharges have been carried out. What exactly other appropriate discharges means was not explained. The Trump administration has identified just over 2,500 children 5 and older who were separated from their families. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Investigators are digging into the life of a 29-year-old man trying to explain what prompted him to fire a handgun into restaurants and cafes in a lively Toronto, Canada neighborhood, killing a 10-year-old girl and an 18-year-old woman, as well as wounding 13 others. VOA's Luis Ramirez has more.
The family of deceased gunman Faisal Hussein said that he had long suffered from psychosis and depression, but they never imagined this would be his fate. It was not immediately clear whether he took his own life or was killed by police during the incident Sunday night. A statement from Hussein's relative said he had lifelong severe mental health challenges. Luis Ramirez, VOA News.
Laos state media says several people have been killed and hundreds more are missing after the collapse of a hydroelectric dam in Atapeu province. The collapse of the Sepian Seynam Noi Dam released large waves of water throughout the district, washing away hundreds of homes and leaving scores of residents homeless. Pakistanis are going to the polls Wednesday to elect a third straight civilian government, with more than 12,000 candidates vying for 272 seats in parliament and 577 seats in four provincial assemblies. Under Pakistani law, separate seats are reserved for women and non-Muslim minorities, which comprise about 4% of the country's more than 200 million residents. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.